I'm Edward O'Brien. Missoula registered nurse Caitlin Shipp will never forget her overnight shift last July 15th.
Sort of started like any other day or any other night. I was expecting a patient to come up from the emergency department to be admitted.
The patient was drunk, very drunk.
I was going through the standard admission questions. He started making inappropriate comments and making sexually explicit comments.
The patient was not only wasted, he was also big, 6 feet tall and some 250 pounds. Shipp is 5'4 and weighs less than half that. Pretty soon, she had had enough of his obnoxious behavior. It was time for her to leave.
Before I left the room, I asked him if he needed anything. Just kind of what we do before we leave a room. And he said he needed to use the bathroom. So I helped him stand up, and then I found myself being slammed into a wall. And he pinned me there and started punching me.
The patient lost his balance when he pulled his fist back to punch her again. Shipp ran away. Other nurses came to help. They called the police, and he was arrested. Vicki Bird is with the Montana Nurses Association.
It is not unique. It happens every day, multiple times a day.
The MNA has kicked off a campaign to make it a felony to assault an on-duty Montana healthcare worker or emergency responder with the intent to do harm. State legislators defeated a measure last session that would have made this sort of violence a misdemeanor offense.
Oh, it rarely happens in Montana. That probably never happens in Montana. That's what we heard a lot of. So this year, to be more prepared and have them educated, we are gathering healthcare stories from across the state. We're putting them on postcards. They've already been getting them in the mail.
Bird says over 30 states have legislation addressing assault on healthcare workers. Most of them categorize it as a felony. The Montana Nurses Association calls its educational campaign, "Your Nurse Wears Combat Boots." Missoula RN Caitlin Shipp says her vicious attack left deep scars.
I was quite rattled. Had a lot of anxiety for a long time. I still, to be honest with you, have anxiety now. It's been almost a year, and when I am expecting a patient who goes through alcohol withdrawals, I still have anxiety attacks and kind of have to bring myself together and breathe through it and then go back to work.
For more information about the Your Nurse Wears Combat Boots campaign, visit mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.